That's so, yeah, sporting words.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, let me sport some words. Sometimes love don't feel like it should because you're sporting words.
All right, I've got it.
Hi, and what? Oh, you're gonna go?
You go.
All right, sure. Hi, and welcome to Sporting Woods, Season 3, Episode The No Ball. That's right, we fucked up last week. No, you know what? I probably shouldn't say that. We stuffed up last week and said something that we shouldn't have about South Australia losing to Victoria in the Shield final. Now, to make up for this issue, we have decided to do an extra episode called the No Ball episode. So
here it is, No Ball episode. So we're doing an extra one, episode 7, after our calamity of an error. We won't mention that too much again, but we wrap up the whole T20 World Cup that India did a terrific job of hosting.
Yes.
We had a great time watching it. I'm sure the players enjoyed it.
Yep.
So on this episode, we just wrap up. We talk about the West Indies being the champions.
They are the champions. Both the men and the women. That's great right. job.
Men and the women.
They are all champions.
Absolutely. More news on Sporting Woods' future to come as well.
And then make like a bang.
Oh, dude, that's
why we're doing
kidding?
It
we've
right
given
now.
You so many weeks' notice.
Oh. You have had literally at least 2-3 weeks to get at least something
and
under
it's
the belt.
The first
and here
thing
we are.
We have to do because, or else you're going to be able to cheat and just take whatever we say in this episode.
So what is it, Michael?
So what's your thing you've learned about cricket?
I know that Michael Hussey.
It's got to be better than he's just a cricketer.
It's known as Mr. Cricket.
Oh, okay. Look, that's some good trivia stuff. What about...
Look, if I'm honest with you, Michael, that's a season 2 level, all right? That's where I want to do a season 2.
Cricket knowledge, not
but
people.
If you can give me some current day season 3 logic, it'll blow my mind.
Just something like...
Just something.
I don't think I'm ever going to forget that. South Australia did not win the Sheffield Shield in 2016.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's basically cheating. All right. I'm not going to give you that. I need one more. One more.
You got to give us something good.
Something. That doesn't count. None of this is counting.
Something about the pitches. Okay. Or something about, you know, we love pitches.
Okay. I can. I know you think that the pitches nowadays are too equal across all the separate stadiums around the planet.
it's a pass for me. Because I think what he's saying is, like we say, like, yeah, Australian. Remember when the Gabba used to be like green? And the bracket
look,
used to be that?
Look,
and we do
you know
talk
what?
About that.
I'm going
to
allow it.
Oh, and Shane Watson's an arsehole, but not that much of an arsehole.
No, he's
what?
Not an arsehole.
He's not an arsehole.
Leave him alone.
Out. That's what you've learned after all this time?
You obviously listen to us not at all.
We basically say it every single time. No, we don't. But we talk about how good Watson is all the time. And that's what you've got. It's not good enough.
All right. Well, look, at least we know we've got more seasons to work on.
I think it's... Look, it's an
update.
We
have to have more seasons. We have to have more seasons now because the whole point of this is that Michael will learn to love cricket.
Or at least remember something. Oh, my God. Mr. Cricket?
Yeah, the point is you're going to learn to love cricket and eventually join our team. That's why we talk about our team.
Hmm. I'm not sure where your chub is.
Facts. It's just discussion.
Now he's ragging on our podcast skills. Now he's saying that we don't educate in our podcast.
So we're not. What are we not smart enough? Is that what
Apparently,
this is? Is this what this is? We're not. You're not actually listening
is this,
to.
Is this the cliffhanger of our finale?
It could be. Oh my god! Can we have?
Disbanding?
Are we allowed to have cliffhangers?
I think this is a cliffhanger.
Well, we might not make it back next
we
year.
We might not.
This could be the end.
No ball episode, no podcast.
No podcast, no ball.
Shit.
It's never been done before.
That's it. That's going to be it.
I'd be absolutely surprised if anyone's ever done this before.
Or we could end up being the John Farnham.
What do you think we come back? We have said that we're not going to do stuff and then do it a lot.
But that's it. Just keep the people guessing, Luke. That's like, just like
we're like Johnny an episode Farnham. Of NCIS.
Yeah, it could be his last time. It could be his fifth last time. You never know.
I've got to confess as well. I know that Michael Hussey thing from Channel 7's TV, The Chase Australia. They have a lot of cricket questions.
Yeah, and I nail them. I fucking love that show. The Chase, hit us up.
Give a shout out to The Chase.
Yeah, Andrew O'Keefe. Great, great host. So much better than the Pommy guy. He sucks, man.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, Chase. I'm glad we... Yeah, fuck yeah. Speaking of the chase, how about those West Indies?
Oh, well done.
Oh.
Hey.
West Indies.
Yeah, West Indies finally win it up.
That was too long. That was too long of a stutter. Like, Vilkins is going to have to edit, like...
5 seconds.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh, there it is. I see it.
Look at how long it
is.
Oh,
my God.
That's shit.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
West Indies, yeah, they got up.
Yeah.
Over England, good for them. That, they're finally the champions. The song made sense. The DJ Bravo gods finally shone.
I'll tell you what, DJ Bravo is just sitting there going, making so much money from this.
He would be
making coin from this. Absolutely. I saw something the other day, it was like 2 million YouTube views in like a day or something.
That's amazing.
Like he went from 3 million to 5 million. Just like, yeah, he's probably making coin off that. Good on him. Good on
absolutely. It's fantastic. And you know what? It's good for West Indian cricket. Congratulations to both the men and the women who won as well. I know that's over Australia and a good game was had, but, you know.
Congratulations to me.
Yes. Well done. Well done.
Thanks. No, you don't have to clap me, but I'll expect that.
I applaud fine form. Yeah. You know? And you did call it. And you know what? You didn't have a lot of people on your side when you did. Not a lot of friends.
I'm fucking Nostradamus champion. But I will say this, that semi-final against India, it was exactly like we said. It was a battle of like...
It was either Chris
Gayle... I remember saying, whoever overcomes the Kohli versus Gayle, like, because that was the way it was perceived.
That complex.
And Gayle makes four or a duck or whatever
after two or three balls.
And Kohli does pretty much everything for India, including bowling the last over and other people step up. So the West Indies, they did. They did exactly what they had to do, which was not rely on anyone.
Yeah.
And that was so cool about the whole tournament. It always ends up being the case with most teams that win a World Cup. Like most teams you think of, like, even though the All Blacks have so many good players, they play as a team. It's every single person contributes.
You are there for a reason.
And that's what this West Indies run was so awesome to see, every like a different person stepping up. Even the guys that were coming in replacing him, like that guy I talked up last week as well, he didn't end up playing the semi
or you're kidding.
Final. No, I don't know. I thought he was pretty good, but I think he was injured actually. But,
either that or, you know, they had enough weapons to get him there.
Well, no, I think they flew Simmons out, so I'm pretty sure
he was. Oh, that's right. And then Brathwaite wasn't even playing either, was he?
Craig.
Was he? I don't think he was playing before the game, and there was something happened, and he ended up in the game.
Oh,
and
Carlos, you mean?
Carlos, yeah. And speaking of which, our final over.
I watched all the last games, though, and it was crazy that final, because I didn't think. And from this World Cup, the whole T20 World Cup, you know, shut my mouth about all of the things I've said in regards to T20 being sort of predictable from the first few overs. Like,
it took a World Cup to get you there.
But in both of those games, to be fair, in the last World Cup, it was the case where you could be like, oh, well, that team's going to win. There wasn't too many of these topsy-turvy games that we've had. That final, it was that win predictor thing was going back at the fours, because it did. It looked like at one point England was going to be easy for them.
Hmm.
But it was so interesting to me that both innings had followed the exact same path. It was incredible. They both lost three cheap wickets and someone had to dig in and drag them out of it. In the end, though, it was just like it was in the India game, and someone said this, and Ian Chappell actually said it, and people always like to rag shit on Ian Chappell. I don't know why, but he's smart. And all he said was, whoever hits the most sixes in T20 will usually win.
Yeah, it sounds like a daft thing.
It sounds like an obvious thing, but it's like, well, no, because you can hit 12 sixes and make bloody 130.
Hmm.
Or, fuck, I don't even know where I'm going with this analogy, to be honest, bro.
I'm happy with that. No, I understand that.
But it just,
I understand
the point he's making, but I just didn't know the way to explain that analogy. But, yeah, what Chappell said is a six is a big momentum breaker. And in that semi-final, you could see the difference between a six and Coley. Although I loved Coley's innings, like the pushing the twos, and that to me is exciting as well. It wasn't enough, and it doesn't it doesn't really dampen the fielding side's confidence. And you saw what I mean that last over with Ben Stokes and Charles Brathwaite. I mean, it was the first one was a bad ball, the second one was a risk from the batsman, the third one because he was just had his confidence was so high. He was nowhere near that.
It was a terrible ball, a shot. It was a leading edge that just happened to cop the six. Yeah, absolutely.
And the last one, I mean, everything was gone by then.
Nothing was happening. You're right. There were some bad balls. There were some good balls. And I just don't think that he deserves as much. I hope he gets treated well by the public and by the papers, Stokes. Because, sure, you bowl a few bad balls, but, I mean...
Oh.
That's 2020 cricket. That's how these things happen. And I think England are just happy that they made a final for a few.
As long as it all stays on the field, I mean, I have no problem if Marlon Samuels said something to Ben Stokes after that second ball. Like, if he walks back like, geez, mate, now the pressure's on you. I have no problem with that.
No, it's part
of the
game.
Gamesmanship.
Yep.
Absolutely. Going out in a press conference after it and being like, yeah, you got pretty lippy out there. Suck shit, Ben Stokes. And that's just kind of petty and, like, classless. So, I mean, there's a lot of people. And, geez, I said something on Reddit the other day, and I got negative 19.
What did you say?
I basically just said that I thought it's pretty hard to make Warnie look classy. And
He's not classy.
No, he's not. But
so what were they downvoting?
They were voting the fact that I thought Marlon Samuels was pretty childish.
And I still do.
Because,
what did Marlon Samuels actually say? I didn't catch that part.
He came after it and he was doing the post-match.
Yeah.
And
what did he say?
I don't know. It wasn't really about what he said. It was more about, like, I'm sure Warnie doesn't give a shit either. It was more about he turned a really great achievement for his country and the performance into some kind of personal attack on Shane Warne. And then you had the complete contrast with Darren Sammy coming up and talking from the heart and for his players about all of West Indies cricket and stuff like that. You know, an actual meaningful thing to maybe
say and do.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just think it came off as like a high school, like, you know, it just seemed shit. It just seemed really shit. Okay. I thought it was...
I will have to investigate.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty petty. Oh, and then he ripped on... Well, I did laugh at this, though. Like, he was like, I don't know, maybe it's because my face is real and his isn't or something like that. And just like...
Yeah, see, you get him!
Yeah, I know. He's just like, but dude, you don't want to get in an argument with Shane Warne because if he really wants, he can always just go, well, here's my records and all my achievements. And
and how much of a badass I am.
Yeah, like, there's yours. Like... You know, how old are you now in your first, like, yeah, well done, Marlon. Only took you fucking 15 years of a career to get you here. You know, like, and I mean, I'm not trying to rag on Marlon Samuels, but you're just sitting there like...
Controversial, Jones.
Well, you're just sitting there,
I mean,
like,
I don't disagree with you, but controversial.
Oh, I'm sure many people would hate this because there was a lot of people who was just like, yeah, good on him for saying that. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure I saw Chris Gayle because after Braithwaite hit that six. Marlon Samuels like took his shirt off and took all that and started walking over to the English bench throwing chat at him. He's just like, dude, I remember in 2008 when we won that ridiculous test with Clarkey getting those 3 wickets in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Enil Kumble came out and everyone agreed with him. All the people in the media agreed that Australian was unsportsmanlike by the way they celebrated after that win. It was one of the most ridiculous wins of, you know, all time, that test.
Absolutely.
And all the Aussies did really was kind of give a few uppercuts to the crowd, to the Australian crowd. It wasn't aggressive towards the Indians. I'm not sure. I don't think that was a big Indian part of the crowd that they were going over and, you know, and gestating at.
Giving them
to. I think it was just a matter of they were pumped and passionate and stuff. And, you know, I just think there would have been a lot of people back then who would have agreed with Kumble and said, oh, fuck those Australians. but then also gone, yeah, good on Marlon Samuels for fucking feeding the English. And you're like, what? I don't, it's just, to me, it's annoying when people aren't consistent. I just thought, I was cheering the West Indies the whole time, but man, by the end of it, it was kind of like.
So where does this leave you with DJ Bravo's Champion?
I love the song and I love DJ Bravo. You still love the song?
Still love DJ? There's still love for the West Indies?
But you can't, but it's all, if they're going to be fun, and that's the difference between, I saw Chris Gayle's face when Marlon Samuels did that, and that's what I was going to say. When he walked over and Chris Gayle was like, dude, you could see it in his face. He's like, what the fuck? What are you doing, man? And that's, that to me is the thing I'm saying. West Indies cricket achieved something great, not Marlon Samuels. And Marlon Samuels is going, I'm going to take it as my chance to fucking
get on my soapbox,
some dirty laundry. Like, everyone knows Warnie's a dickhead. Everybody knows that Warnie's a dickhead. It's the reason, like,
and we've, said that he's millions of times.
Yeah, and the whole situation with Samuels in the Big Bash, Warnie was completely out of line. I don't want anyone thinking I'm sticking up for Warnie. He was out of line in what he did and what he said to Marlon Samuels. There's no excuse for what he did. But to me, all Marlon Samuels does is given Warnie the chance to be like, well played, Marlon. Yeah, you know, And what Warnie did, that's what I mean. He made Warnie look classier than him.
Yeah.
And that's why I got downvoted. But it's true, because he said all this shit like, oh, my face looks real and yours doesn't, which I giggled at. But it's also like, when you look at it, it's like a schoolyard insult. And then Warnie said, hey, no worries. Well played, Marlon. You really deserve it.
Yeah. Now he's got like, the upper hand.
Now you made Warnie look classy. Yeah. And
Warnie's now got the upper hand on you. How could Warnie, of all people, have the upper hand on you?
And anyone out there going, no, he doesn't. He looks like a dickhead. Because it's like, well, you're a child in a way. Because it's always the person who, the bigger person who wins.
Come.
And that's what you let Warnie do.
Yeah. I love that people can, you know, come to Sporting Woods for the live banter. Stay for the aggressive rants. Like, yeah, it's good.
It's pretty much what I am.
That's good. I'm loving it.
Anyway, West Indies, good on for winning.
Congratulations. It's worth it. And I hope both teams, both the women's and the men's teams, celebrated nice and hard. Not together or together. They could have. I see what I've said.
What did you mean by that?
No, I meant like they partied like with their clothes on, but then now I see what could be misconstrued as.
You were talking about them dancing together.
Yes.
Horizontally.
No. Oh. I mean, if they want to lie on the floor and dance together, that's fine. Just not on top of each other, I suppose.
Can you imagine how wild that party would have been?
Oh, it would have been insane. Yeah. The West Indies have win the 20 bounce World it, Cup. They win the 2020 World Cup.
Again, I called their openers. 2012.
The 2012 Cup. Who won that? Fucking Sri Lanka.
Well, West Indies did.
No, the West Indies didn't. Sri Lanka won.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, moving on. You can cut that later. That was a weird bit. I don't know why I said 2012. What were you saying?
I was going to talk about another team because I thought England, we talked about England for a bit, and I thought we saw really a bit of a peek into England's future a bit. And I'm so glad I talked. I reckon that David Willey's such a good bowler.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you
never felt more self-conscious of saying a last name before.
David Willey. Do you not want that use of his last name to just be found outside of context?
Just could so easily say, I just love Willey. You know, like
you love Willey.
Yeah, I know. I say, and that, I mean, I'm in a place where Vilkins can cut it out and put it different places.
Like,
who knows? There could be an ad next week of me being like, I love Willey. And
welcome.
Yeah.
Sporting Woods. And you know Alex likes Willey.
But I might, because I do, I love the way he bowls, but nice. I can't be like, I love Willey, because, you know.
I'll tell you what, I understand your pain. When I got into basketball, my team was the Memphis Grizzlies, and one of my favorite players on that team was Rudy Gay.
Yeah.
But that was what, 2013.
Yeah. I like
In
Rudy
2013,
Gay.
I don't think he could. Sacramento Kings, yes, he's very good. I don't know if you can wear like a shirt that's just like gay written on the back. It's like, it's okay. Like, it's socially acceptable today. It and is, it still but is, but it's is. Just funny just to have on the back of your shirt. Gay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, but it's, yeah.
Nothing, obviously. We're going to get so much hate mail. Oh my God.
But that's any publicity, Luke, publicity.
Oh, I feel terrible. I mean, like, come at me. It's a joke, but
Alex might want to get himself a Willy shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Gay Willy. We could walk around with Gay Willy.
Gay Willy. We bet absolutely could.
And I'll just sit down and go, I love. And you can say, I love gay, and I love Willy. That's fine. Okay, good.
And together, we're Sporting Woods.
Yeah.
And together, we're Sporting Woods. That's good.
But the opening batsmen is really proving this. I don't think. See, this is, again, you don't want to be like, oh, you know, and they're going to have great test careers because, to be honest, that... Oh, no, Roy hit a couple of nice drives, but...
Roy's not too bad. He's a nice cricketer. I think that the English team have been working towards this for a while, the same way that teams go through that type of thing. They have to go through those types of ups and downs. It's part of being in a cricket team or in any sporting team at all. So, yeah, sometimes you can go nearly 20 matches without a win before you start to get up.
Did you see as well that Ben Stokes' mum and like that whole thing about the New Zealand radio?
No, I saw the photo of Ben
Stokes. I'm probably going to be wrong, and again...
Because he's a Kiwi.
Yeah, he's a Kiwi, and there was these Kiwi radio hosts giving him shit. And his mum called up and was like, I want it. And I saw the transcript of it. It was like, oh, I want to be taken. Like, I want to have a chat off air. And the guy was like, yeah, you're off air. She's still on air. She's like, yeah, I just, we got a lot of family here and we just, you're ragging on him a bit. And basically just asking him to sort of tone it down a bit. Huh. Then put it on live air. And then the whole thing is Ben Stokes' mum calls up and asks to leave him alone and all this stuff. It's just like, oh, that's fucking dog, eh? That's so bad.
Yeah, you get done for, you can't do that. That'll be fun.
Someone, I saw a comment, I was like, just lucky no one killed themselves. That fucking royal one.
The one, the royal one. That was pretty hectic too. Anyway, bringing it back to Sporting Woods.
Scope of different emotions. People are just going to be like, am I happy? Am I angry?
Yeah, we're getting to all the different dwarves.
Emotions.
There's angry, there's sneezy. That's us. We just sit here talking about cotties.
What about Australia?
What do we need to do as an Australian 2020 team? I don't know. Keep going. Do whatever you got to do.
Do you think there was improvements?
There's definitely improvements, but Australia's just got to keep up and catch up and actually accept that it's here.
If you were going to put it down to one thing.
If I had to put it down to one thing, what prevented us from going into as a team, the bowling, fast bowling for me was a disappointment. Batting wasn't much better. But
batting was disappointing.
Batting had
its moments, but I think that had more to do with the selection.
Yes, I think with the pitches as well, they seem to not pick the ball up as well as some of the others did. Yeah, the fast bowlers just didn't manage to step up. I think that was the problem.
I think lack of variation. What we're seeing in T20 now is that almost your variation ball becomes your stock ball, especially with spinners. Oh, actually, no, with the pace. I mean, you've seen James Faulkner, Dwayne Bravo bowling, bloody, 70% of their balls are slower balls.
Yeah.
And, the spinner's Badgery, most of his balls are wrong ends and he's a leg spinner. So I think Australia needs to, we do have Faulkner and stuff, but in our other fast bowlers, we need to identify their roles. I think there is still a place in T20 cricket for an express bowler.
Yeah.
But I think you've got to be aware of the risks of an express bowler. Stark is someone you can take a risk on because he's going to be able to bowl that quick Yorker.
Yeah.
And he's going to beat people for pace.
What I would say
Hazelwood is a length bowler. Who's hitting 135.
You don't want him there.
And he doesn't have
the Dale Steyn had a great...
Well, he's lost a bit of pace recently.
He has lost a bit of pace. He's getting a bit older. But even he was getting... He didn't have a very good innings.
There's small grounds too in India. So, I always have sympathy for the bowlers.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But if you ask me the question of...
I need the truth.
It's the truth.
I can handle it.
Yeah, I know you can handle it. The listeners?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they can. I mean, they listen this far. If they've gotten this far into this episode, they're probably okay to be like, no, keep going, boys.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, fair enough.
You come to Sport Woods, you're going to get some damn opinions, people.
Some edgy stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay. So I see that the best 11 of the World Cup's been released.
Yeah.
What your thoughts, opinions? Give it to me raw. No, wait, what? Give me the scores. Would you like to provide me with the scores, Alex?
The openers they had Jason Roy and Quinton de Kock.
Really? De Kock?
Yeah, de Kock was good.
De Kock was good, I suppose.
De Kock was very good.
De Kock had a good one.
And he also had three. Virat Kohli, also captain.
Yeah, easy to do. That's an easy pick. He absolutely played his heart out, little Kohli.
Joseph Rututh.
Joseph Rututh?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
England.
The Caribbean? No. Yeah, good to see Joe Root where he played well.
Okay. Joss Butler, who's been a bit of a It's a lot sort of superstar.
Yeah, a lot of English names. I mean, this
he had a pretty damn fine series, big fella.
No. He was like their
Root's their consistent one, but he's the one that can.
Yeah. Oh, hey, really I'm not disputing the concept. Just it's good to see.
Bit defensive.
Oh no!
Joss Butler. Mm. Then, you know who? The man, the myth, the legend. Shane Watson.
Shane Watson.
The only Australian, and people always want to talk down Watson. Always want to talk him down. Who's the guy who's always supported him? This guy here.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, well, you've been there, I guess. But this guy right here.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. You know, his grandma, auntie lives around.
I've never heard that before. But yeah, Watson. We said at the start of this series and podcast that Watson was going to be very valuable to Australia and India, and look at what he did for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goes out a champ, even though we didn't win, but he performed the best, I reckon, out of every Australian, so.
And that's clear to see. I mean, he was in the top 11, so.
Good on him. Yeah. Well, then we got 7 and 8, Andre Russell and Mitchell Santner.
Good choice.
Man, these are pretty spot on. I don't think I'd disagree with these at all.
No. Who else?
And the bowlers. Man, this is good. I got one issue. Right. Got Samuel Badry.
Okay, Badry was good.
David Willey.
Your boy.
My Willey.
Yeah. You need to make the boing noise. So who's playing? Yeah. So who's in at number? What's that? 9.
Yeah, we got the bowlers. There's Samuel Badry.
Mm-hmm.
Then David Willey. Then you got Master Vazur Rahman. I can never say his
Master
name.
Master Vazur Rahman.
He's a young fella. He also, I swear I saw him make a mad 50 one game as well.
Oh, wow. Well, good for him.
I think it was against.
Nice choice. All right.
And your last one.
Who's your last bowler?
This was the one. I see the reason why they did it.
I knew it.
Ashish Nehra.
Oh.
So I'm guessing he's probably got a look in. But
I like.
I think he didn't bowl badly. I think.
It just wasn't fast.
You know
bowlers.
Who I would have put there?
Who have you put there?
Rabada.
Okay.
I think his figures would not look as good as Ashish Nehra's. But to me, he's another standout. Like, you know, you got David Willey. Badry was in T20. Badry, I don't know if his game would stand up to any other format. David Willey's definitely would. But I think Rabada is an exciting player.
All right.
Exciting player.
Something to watch out for.
The fast bowler from South Africa.
Beautiful.
But yeah, I got to say, I don't disagree with any of these. You had a problem with Quinton de Kock, but he's pretty damn good.
Oh, I don't know who I would probably take otherwise. Chris Gayle didn't manage to fire, so
no.
As much as after that first one, obviously.
I agree with them. It's good. It's good.
Well, excellent. In that case, I like that we pulled it out, ready to give it a surefire smash, and turns out we agree.
Oh,
well done.
There's no way you can't.
That's fantastic.
Can you think of anyone who is not in that team that you thought did a really good
job? No, I think that was a pretty decent roundup of the 20.
I can't think of one person that you thought was good.
Outside of those guys, I think Emma Stoney was good behind the stumps. Obviously, didn't make enough runs, I don't think. But
he was good.
But I think overall, I think Stoney played well. I wouldn't put him in the team. But so that's why I say I think that team you've got there is quite a good.
That's look. If we got a lot of Indian listeners, that's controversial. A lot of people
Put Dhoni in the team.
Huh?
If they had, like, in the best 11, I'd say Collins.
Oh, no, he shouldn't be in the team.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant like in the Indian team.
No, oh, God,
because they're asking him, like, are you going to be here next World Cup?
Get stuffed, let me just do my thing.
Pretty much what he did. He
absolutely.
Got the guy up and he said, do you think I should retire? And the guy was like, no, that guy was such a pussy.
I should have just been like, I don't know.
I just don't know why he went up there in the first place. If you're a journalist and Emma Stoney's like, come up here, just be like, no. Like, why would you be like, yes, sir?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I'd be like, nah, I'm good here, man. You come to me. And he's not going to do that. So you just.
And move on.
Yeah. I just don't know why that guy bitched out so hard. It was weird. But yeah. Emma Stoney did well. I think the Afghanistan team, we should give them a mention.
Oh, absolutely.
The only team to beat the champions.
Wow. So Afghanistan beat the champions.
They beat the champions. The only team to beat the champions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird, eh? That's really cool.
2020, man. 2020 cricket.
And that,
yeah, who knows what'll happen?
I'm hoping that all these tournaments always give hope to the minnow countries that they could get testing.
Absolutely.
Test status.
Absolutely.
And I hope they do, because that's what we want, the pinnacle anyway.
Yeah. So I think we've got to get the elephant in the room out of the way, because I'm sure this is the news that people have been dying for.
Mm.
You know, they want an update on how we did in our cricket on the weekend, coming up in the semi-finals. And, you know, probably some of you did listen to it, or at least watch us on your phones.
They didn't, man.
Come on. There's at least one person out there.
Stop pretending that anyone...
If you were that guy, I want you to, like, comment or something. Because I guarantee we'll get one. I promise you.
I want to give a shout-out to people. And I'm going to actually give a shout-out. Instagram guy, $500 dues for his comment. He thought we nailed the dancing. His suggestion, Jordan Obama podcast. Sporting Woods podcast.
We're pretty much everywhere these days.
We are.
It's quite
Check
good.
Check us out. Check
what,
us
what
out.
What was that Instagram handle again?
Sporting Woods Podcast.
That's right. And according to $500 dues,
nailed it.
So
shout out to $500 dues.
Dollary dues.
Also,
you're getting one.
I wanted to give a shout out to those people that picked us up on our mistake. Oz Expat.
Oh, nice job.
Just thought I'd give a shout out to him as a listener. He obviously listened, so we want to thank you for that.
Right, Oz
Expat. He's also putting up cool posts of his own where he was playing cricket with some American kids.
Was that him?
Yeah, that was him.
I read that.
Yeah,
I did
that was
read
him.
That one.
That was the guy who picked us up on that.
Well, so, well then, yeah, right on. You sound like a really cool dude, man. And,
it might not be a dude.
It might not. You're right. Look
think,
at me.
I think it is, to be honest. But
we enjoy the complaints. We enjoy the comments on Facebook as well.
Oh, man.
What was the one
Heaps
today?
Of the ones.
What was the one? It was
motivational.
It's motivational.
It's motivational.
Now,
very obviously, she would be talking about DJ Bravo's
clearly,
champion.
It is
but
motivational.
But we choose to think of it as talking about
She was
our
talking
podcast.
About us. She finds us motivating.
I've motivated many people to leave the room so many times in my life. It's just sitting here and then they are off and they're like, you've really given me the strength
and the motivation,
and the desire to get away from you.
Before you started talking, I was comfortable.
And I probably wouldn't have got up and spent my day just, but because you're here and I just cannot stand a minute of your time, I will go to work.
You motivated me,
so
mate, Alex.
That's how I do. I'm thinking about taking up career in counselling or something.
Beautiful. No, I'll
just start talking about cricket, and people be like, "You're right, my job isn't that bad."
All right, so we lost our game, of cricket over the weekend. That. Shout out to Dreadlock Aussie. Ooh, look at me do it! I did a shout out
nice,
properly.
Bro.
Yeah, shout out to him. He was at the game. I wasn't able to play due to an injury, but was live tweeting it or live posting it on Reddit. Which was really funny. So nice work,
that was
dude.
Good.
Other than that, look, it was a good battle. You made a few runs to begin with to get us started.
We
were 3 for 40, okay? 3 for 40, which is after 6 or something. And then me and Jess came in, and I got so many lifelines. It's not even funny. That bloke, there was one point, he bowled 3 Yorkers, in-swinging Yorkers, and they were just too full and landed on my pads outside off start.
I remember that. And then we were there like, shit, this guy's figured Luke out.
He hit me on
foot.
The pads on the
It reminded
feet.
Me of that Craig McMillan video where Warnie hits Craig McMillan on the foot like three guys and Gilchrist is pissing himself.
He got me through and I was just standing up and they were going to jeer at me and I turned around and I was like, that was some good bowling. And they didn't say boo. Because like, what are you supposed to say? Like, that's the jeer.
Yeah, it was dickhead.
Yeah.
You know it.
It's like, I was like, okay. But we did. There was heckling. One of the guys yelled at me first for some reason, had a go at me, and I was like, "Oh, okay, we're doing this. We're gonna dance."
Never out there for the heckles. I never get them.
I get a couple. I do.
You get in arguments all the time.
Yeah, but they're good. And as soon as the game's over, I'm shaking your hand. I'm high fiving you. Good. I'll still root for them in the finals next week. Absolutely, 100%. But that's part of the game.
Are you gonna watch? Are you gonna watch it on live stream?
I'll watch it on the live stream. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, so we're out. But, to a deserving win, they played well and came out and hit the runs quite easily. I managed to get that bloke out, which I was pretty happy about.
I got fucking smashed.
Yeah, you didn't fare so great. But they were the best batsmen they've got,
Fuck them. I ain't getting smashed. Nah, I got pumped.
Anyway, so the next question then is...
LMS roundup, yeah. So the finals, if you want to check out Brisbane South Division 2, That's it. That's what you got to do. That's Brisbane South Division 2.
We've been through this. They might be doing that. I don't know.
I would be.
We'll wait and see.
I mean, it's some quality cricket.
It has been. It really has
been. So what's next for Sporting Woods?
That's my question.
I asked you. That's so it's my question. You answer.
Hang on. I was about to say that.
I beat you to the punch.
Oh, my God. All right. So the question's back on me. Well played, Jones. Well played.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
So
no,
what's
we
next?
Do have plans. We do have plans. Exciting in the next couple of seasons. Oh, well, next season, we're hoping to do a historical Sporting of the Woods.
Yes.
Where we are going to talk about some past matches, series. Yeah. Have a bit of a, you know, the wrestling shoot videos. So we're shooting on cricket. So Sporting Woods shoots on cricket.
We're going to shoot on cricket.
Yeah, we're going to go back and sort of talk about the scenarios and maybe the politics, the controversies that were going on leading into a test and how it ended up faring.
People are like
so,
that.
Yeah, so if you've got any suggestions for series or specific tests or
games
that
you want
to reminisce about,
because
that's what sporting fans love to do. You'll have a bit of a reminisce.
And we can polarize that for you.
Yeah, we can make you think of it in a different way. Maybe
very nice.
You'll end up not liking it as much.
Yeah, just don't like it because you don't
You'll
like
end up liking it more. Because that's what we're all about. We love cricket.
We've given it an urban twist.
So that's what our plans are for next season. Following that, we do have, and this is pretty exciting. I don't know if these guys want me to mention it or not, but I'm going to. This year is an Olympic year, obviously.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We're going to, at the Olympics, we're going to cover that and do a sort of a Sporting Woods wrap-up, weekly wrap-up for the Olympics. Or we'll do I'm sure we'll do a few episodes. One of our features, the same way we do with Rugby World Cup. So it'll be,
it's the most exciting thing Woods. Until the cricket begins again.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait. I'm super excited for the Olympics, guys. You're going to have to listen to me and Alex making jokes about running. Oh,
there's
I can't
no
wait.
Doubt. There's no doubt that we are experts on javelin. I've known a lot about javelin since I was a kid.
Javelined, professionally.
Really?
Yeah, really, really.
I only do it recreationally.
You're a recreational javeliner.
I see someone, I pull out a javelin. Ah, get it.
I'm just out in the park.
Wind surface.
A javelin is a sporting wood.
Oh, shit. Are they wood?
My God.
What about that video?
They are wood, yeah.
Oh, also. Well, I don't know. I've seen a lot of. There are more videos than you think of people getting javelined.
Oh, you're kidding.
Seriously.
How
and
are
I,
you?
That sounds, where, that sounds sexual. In... I don't mean sexually. I mean, like. I mean.
You
Why
are not
would I look at the person getting javelin? Like, I'm talking about a guy getting, like, the scorer guy. Haven't you all seen that video of straight in the chest?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
No, I don't want to watch it. I'm not watching it because I don't like watching people murdered.
He's not murdered. You just heard someone say, I've got a video of a guy getting javelined, and you say, no thanks. I don't even think I know you anymore.
But it is what it is, so...
Look, but like, back to my point, there is more of that happening than you think. So, you know, maybe we'll get lucky this Olympic.
You're looking for a stabbing at the Olympics.
Not a stabbing, not like a Monica Sellers, like someone jumps out of the crowd and stabs someone.
Monica Sellers.
I'm talking about, like, someone getting javelin.
Javelin. Yeah. Okay, all right. What other hilarious, you know, ways could there be for people to be injured? Like, shot put? They could, like, get, like, thrown on their
feet.
It would
only be funny if it landed on his toe.
Yeah, on his toe, sure.
Oh, I was like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny.
All right, okay.
Is this meant to psych people up for your Olympics chat?
Oh, yeah, God, this is terrible chat. We got to change this up. Yeah, listen to this. This is the level of
chat.
Oh,
bro, I don't think people are going to be coming in trying to catch our, like, really fantastic gymnastics analysis.
I don't know. Oh, you don't know me. I might know stuff about stuff.
We do have maybe some... We've been saying this before seasons now, but maybe we've got some guests.
Perhaps.
Up. Maybe. Maybe it's already been organized, or maybe it hasn't. And maybe it was just mentioned before. But you see, this is the thing. They never know. Keeping them guessing. So, no, I'm really excited for the Olympics one. I'm really excited for it.
All right.
And the possibility of guests. Are you free?
Send in a video of you doing... stuff and we'll
just catch a bus here.
Yeah. Get on a bus and come to Brisbane.
Because we can't get you here.
There's no way.
Just a bus.
But you know, if you wanna come up on a boat or something, I'm fine with that.
So coming up in the future we have the Sporting Woods historical season where we're going to go over and feel free to send in your suggestions of what test you'd like, or it could be a one day or whatever, or what series you'd like to cover, or you'd like us to cover. And then after that, our series will be the Sporting Woods Olympics. So very excited for that.
Other than that.
So I've enjoyed the T20. I got to say, I'm probably a fan of it now. Look, I'm still a
You've
test
been converted.
Guy, but yeah, those games were pretty damn good. India West Indies game was awesome, and then that final was just
that last
the
over
so,
will go down in history.
Yeah, yeah,
one of the more exciting moments in
one thing.
History.
Last thing I'll mention.
All right,
man, what a legend David Lloyd is. Bumble.
Bumbles.
Did you
he
see
went
what he
down
did?
To Bunnings.
See what he did?
No.
Just three, been a mad dog. First three balls. I mean, England needed 20 off the last over. Or 19 or whatever.
19.
And so obviously stakes. At that point you're thinking, probably England can do it. Mm. Like there's got to be something amazing has to happen for this to win, which it did. But at the start of that over, I was watching it. I'm sure most people were thinking England are going to win. That's why Bumble took the lead on the mic. After three balls, and there's video of this, Bumble goes to Ian Bishop. He says, "You take." He sees and like there's video of it. And you see the behind him. He's like, "You take it. You take it. You should do this call."
Damn.
And like, he was the lead commentator in that, and he made sure that Ian Bishop, West Indian guy, a West Indian legend, gets the chance to make that call. And it was so much better for him to call that and go, "Carlos Bradford, Carlos, remember the name." Like, it's a sick call, and it just shows teamwork. No matter what, is always what makes things special.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're playing, commentating, you know, writing on it, whatever, you got to work as a team. I just thought, and humility as well, like back to our point of what we talked about, humility is what creates teamwork. Indies, on a whole, were a really humble team this whole time. I'm sure they danced and stuff, but they were really humble. And that's why I was so disappointed by the Marlon Samuels thing. I don't want anyone to think like I'm picking on West Indies. I love West Indies. But it's teamwork. And I don't like to see someone not being in the team. And
you don't think
great
that Bumbles
team.
Was just mad about it losing?
No,
fuck this.
I don't think Bumbles like that at all, man. I think he knew what would have been sounded best. Richie Beno would have done that. That itself, and that's something. I'm glad that there was a video of it too, because I thought to my, I actually noticed it that it happened that it had changed, because you would have, that doesn't normally happen. And I was like, I bet you, but he did that as well. And it's just, I like those. That's cricket.
That's cricket.
You know, that's cricket.
That's one moment. That's a little bit of what you can probably expect from our going back to the past episodes, but just about others. A lot of bumbles. Yeah, a lot of mumbles. Bumbles? Bumbles.
So lots to look forward to for Sporting Woods. Thanks for joining us on our wrap-up of the T20 World Cup.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us throughout the season. We'll be back.
And continue listening right now for our WrestleMania roundup, Sporting Woods. Okay, welcome, Woodies, for WrestleMania was this past weekend.
Woods, and then make like a... Bye, 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 bye.
I am
ambivalent.
I just kind of stopped really giving a care. <That's>,
yeah, me too. We'll just do the normal.
I've been thinking about a few things in my head, though.
What have you been thinking, my friend?
I've been thinking that I haven't eaten fairy floss in a really long time.
When was the last time you had fairy floss?
Man, I would say probably like 6, 7, 8 years ago. Hey, you know,
that's a long time without fairy floss, my friend.
I know, and it just those are the kinds of things that pop into my head when.
You know, it's been a while since I've had fairy floss. Yeah, well, I don't know. I honestly don't remember. I never really liked it. You know, it wasn't my thing. I didn't like fairy floss. Like, I'll eat it, but I don't like it. It's not like I go to the fair and I'm like, give me some of that fairy floss.
It's sweet fur.
Yeah, I know, which is why it's a bit weird.
If that was a dog, it'd eat the shit out of it.
You would eat the shit out of a dog if its fur was that.
Sweet, and it did that. Like, you know,
that's ridiculous.
And it's like...
I went to a wedding the other day. Great wedding. No offense to the wedding, but the out came the cake, and the cake was beautiful. It was amazing cake, very, very nice. But what they'd done, they'd garnished it, and it must have been the chef, with a little bit of purple fairy floss,
and it was real sticky, and it was real like gourmet fairy floss. And it was nice, but it just tasted like
hair. So you had fucking fairy floss the other week.
Oh yeah, I did too. I had fairy floss the other day.
So the whole premise that we've just taught, oh, I don't have fairy floss.
Yeah, it wasn't real fairy floss. It was like, no. It wasn't real fairy floss. It was called something else. It just was fairy floss. It wasn't like, you know, where you get it at the shops. So not the shops. You know, all the shops in the bags or when you go to the show. It was nothing like that. It was like a fancy piece of, like, it was called something, like something, something, but it was just fairy floss. But it tasted like hair.
Elven floss.
It was like elven floss. It was. It was delicious, but it tasted like hair. It was a bit weird. Anyway, that's like, yeah, I don't think it counts as fairy floss, because that's not actually what it is. I had black pudding that night, and it was delicious.
He means this black dude.
Yeah. I had a man named Black Pudding.
He went to the strip club.
Yeah, that's the name I strip under, in fact. Black pudding. I'm black pudding, because I'm full of blood. No, that's...
Oh, can you imagine how disappointed that crowd would be? We've got a big surprise, ladies and gentlemen. Black pudding is coming out there. Oh my god. God,
what does black pudding look like? She sounds hot.
Everyone is upset. Oh no!
At first they're like, ooh. Black Pudding's got a hype man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy. He's
bring out Black Pudding. I am Black Pudding.
The West Indies got up in the world, in the T20 World Cup final. England. What is that? What does this mean to the English, huh? Australia. What happened there? What could they have done better? And the best of the 11, the best ins and outs of the thing. Wouldn't that be great if we could hear about that? Well, guess what? You can. Sporting Woods.
Old Sporting Woods. Yeah.